Hello, and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by StudyTrust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting the job, and finally, being a working adult. This is the final episode in the section on knowing yourself. We'll be focusing on emotional intelligence. And here I give a big thank you to Karina De Bruyn of JVR Academy for sharing insight and intellectual property for this section. Think of someone who helped you on your way in life, who supported you to flourish. It could be a teacher, your mother, perhaps a mentor at university. Let's call this person A. How did he or she behave towards you? You may have thoughts such as, he always made time for me. She really listened. He never made me feel stupid. I could say anything and know she would not be offended. He cared about my success. Now think of someone you have found it impossible to work or cooperate with. Let's call this person B. Why was it so difficult to be with him or her? Possible answers may be that he or she is self-centered, is cold, unsympathetic, always interrupts, never listens, is easily offended, or just is not interested in anything that isn't about himself or herself. You've just described someone with and someone without emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, sometimes referred to as EQ, is not an airy-fairy concept with no real content. On the contrary, it is only too real and practical because it manifests as our behavior and our reactions in various situations. Imagine if you were an HR person who had to hire someone for a job. You have two candidates who are equally skilled. One behaves like person A, and the other is like person B. Who will you choose? Person A will get the job every time because people with a high EQ can work in a team. They are open to change. They bring out the best in others. They are strong enough to accept criticism. Those are the people you want to work for you and with you. The good news is that EQ is a skill that can be learnt and improved. There are four basic building blocks. One, self-awareness, recognizing your own emotions, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and having faith in yourself. Two, self-management, emotional self-control, adaptability, initiative, taking responsibility, optimism. Three, social awareness, empathy with others, awareness of how you are being perceived or understood, listening. And four, relationship management, the ability to motivate and influence others, to settle disputes, to create the basis necessary for change. So first about yourself, self-awareness, self-management, and then about others, social awareness and relationship management. Neuropsychiatrist Dr. Dan Siegel, who's written a dozen very good books, you can start with MindSight. He uses the hand as a model for the brain. Make a fist with your thumb on the inside next to your palm. The thumb and the palm of the hand represent the brain stem and the limbic region. That's where your emotions live, and from where you react to intense feelings like fear, anger, and anxiety, going into fight, flight, or freeze mode without thinking about it. Dan Siegel calls it your downstairs brain. Your fingers at the outside of your fist represent the frontal cortex, or the upstairs brain. This part of the brain allows you to think before you act. It is the home of decision-making, empathy, concentration, and self-control. You cannot recognize or control your emotions unless you move them from your downstairs brain to your upstairs brain, where you can name them to tame them. When you lose control, you flip your lid, says Dr. Siegel. Open your fingers to see what he means. You take your upstairs brain out of the way, and the downstairs brain has free rein. Next time that happens, see if you can't keep a lid on it. Bring all those fierce emotions upstairs where the frontal cortex can consider your options before you act. In practical terms, that means buying yourself some time. Count to 10, walk around the block, make some tea while taking deep, calming breaths and thinking about what is causing your anger or irritation or fear. That is the path to emotional intelligence. If you want some more practical help on this journey, go to www.jvracademy.co.za and try their free lessons. They are clear, easy, and fun. It's www.jvracademy.co.za. That was episode 4 of Grad Next Audio, completing our section on knowing yourself. Thank you for listening. Next time, we'll start talking about finding the opportunities. First of all, the fourth industrial revolution you've heard so much about. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.